hears with no ears to hear. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses. Speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but with their heart, goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. These people would feign themselves as children of God, yet they talked against the prophet by the walls and in the doors of the houses. And they say, Come, let us hear the word of the Lord. So they feign themselves true listeners of God's word and God's men. They came as the people cometh. There will always be true hearers that are doers of the word and not hearers only. There will always be those mixed with hearers only. These, they hear the word, but they will not do it. We must remember that among our listeners, be it in our church or online, there will always be people that will hear and receive the word with joy very gladly, but they will not hear the word, for with their mouth they show much love. Yes, they will praise and laud the preacher in his preaching. They will flatter the preacher and go on and on about how much they love his preaching, but they will not do them. They will gladly hear his words, but not do them. Over and over again, they will talk of how much they love those words, but following them and obeying them, they will not do, because their heart goeth after their covetousness. Thou art unto them as a very lovely song. They like to hear, as they hear their favorite song, when they listen to it, they love to hear it, and of one that has a pleasant voice, their favorite song, sung with the most pleasant voice. They like to listen to you. They enjoy listening to one play an instrument. It is a novelty. It does something to their flesh. Strange things, bolsters their pride. Somehow, instead of what preaching is to them, to bring them very low, to a mean state about themselves and to repentance, it lifts them up and makes them feel that they are justified in their secret rebellion to God. The truth has a strange effect on the unrepentant rebel. I believe it turns their mind to mush. They hear the words, but do them not. But the truth, when it comes to pass, and lo, it will come to pass, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. They will know at the judgment day that they have been given the truth of the word of God. They will know that the words were true. They will know that they rejected those words. Strange thing it is to think about people that will hear the word over and over and over and over again, but will not obey the word. It becomes a very lovely song to them. Instead of anger that it would build up naturally in those that would reject it, it seems to harden them layer after layer after layer into a complacency, into a place to where they never rise to the truth, though they hear it. Thou art unto them a very lovely song, but they will not do it.